Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
To Twitter now, CEO Jack Dorsey has reached a deal this week with activist investors who had been pushing for him to step down. But Dorsey's days at the helm of Twitter may still be numbered. Let's bring in Casey Newton. He's the Silicon Valley editor for The Verge and joins us now from San Francisco. Hey, Casey.
Hey there.
So Dorsey has been targeted by investor Elliott Management, which is considered an activist investor, as I mentioned. Who are they and why did they apparently want Dorsey out?
Well, they're sometimes called the most feared investor in the world because they have such a good track record at getting what they want. They famously fought a 15-year battle against Argentina to get Argentina to pay back some debts, and they won that case and made a tidy profit. You know, when it comes to Twitter, I think like a lot of investors, they noticed that the stock just seemed to be underperforming. If you looked at some of the other social networks, their stocks had been up something like, you know, 100% or more in the case of Facebook over the past 5 years, while Twitter's was actually down, user growth wasn't very good. And Jack Dorsey has been CEO that whole time. So they came in and they said, hey, if you don't make some changes around here, we think Jack Dorsey needs to go.
Well, what changed the investors' minds? Why did they reverse course on this campaign to push out Dorsey?
Well, it's amazing how fast they changed their minds. They only wrote their initial letter to Dorsey something like 5 business days before Twitter capitulated. But what Twitter agreed to do in the near term was to bring on 2 of their chosen board members. So Twitter's board is expanding to include those 2 new members, and it will include a 3rd new independent director at some point down the line. Twitter also agreed to spend $2 billion buying back its own stock, which will presumably caused the stock price to go up, and that will address another one of the investors' concerns.
Okay, all of these changes made, but you write that Jack Dorsey brought himself more time as Twitter CEO, but it may not matter. Do you think he'll still be ousted in the future?
Well, they've given him some very aggressive goals to hit as part of a kind of performance improvement plan. He needs to grow Twitter's user base by 20% this year. He needs to accelerate the rate at which revenue is growing. And as fears over a pandemic spread and the stock market continues to take a hit, that could be very, very difficult to do. So I do think that there's a very good chance that by the end of the year, Dorsey will not have been able to hit the metrics that the investors have demanded, and that could once again put him on the chopping block.
I want to ask you about something else. Twitter is also in the news today. This week, the company implemented its new manipulated media tag for the first time, and it was used to mark an edited video of Joe Biden that was tweeted by White House Director of Social Media Dan Scavino and retweeted by our president. Twitter said the video was deliberately misleading. What is the significance of that?
So this big question as these tools to edit videos have become sort of more democratized is what do we do when one of those videos goes viral, right? Maybe it's had some pauses edited into it or the clips are taken out of order to sort of suggest something that the person in the video didn't actually intend. And historically, social networks have not wanted to touch this subject at all. But as criticism has come in that they are essentially aiding in the spread of misinformation, over time, they become more willing to take action. And so Twitter this year said that in cases like this, it was going to put on a label to these videos denoting the fact that they'd been manipulated. And for the first time, they actually did it. And I do think it's a big deal. You know, I like to say that policy is what you actually enforce. And there was some question about whether Twitter would actually be willing to slap a label on something that had the president's endorsement. But they did. And now the question has sort of been, well, you know, is it effective or not at actually reining in misinformation?
Yeah, I mean, that is the big question of the day. Will it make any difference in stopping the spread of false or misleading information online? I mean, do you think we'll start to see more videos being tagged?
Yeah, I do. And I think that there's going to be more debates over how should we design those labels. You know, Facebook famously, when they started putting on labels that said, hey, this news story is false, it actually made people share them more. So Facebook started to say this has been disputed. And I think we're going to see a similar evolution on Twitter as they try to see what works the best.
That's Casey Newton, Silicon Valley editor for The Verge. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.